when we look at the first five verses of Surah Baqarah, it speaks about the believers and there's praise of the qualities that the believers possess. Then we move on to the next five verses, and that speaks about the disbelievers. And Allah Rabbul Izzah begins by saying, "Inna alladhina kafaru." Indeed, those who disbelieve. Now, when we look at this word, kafaru, which comes from kafara, we generally use this word often to refer to non-believers. But the dictionary meaning of the word kafara means actually to hide, sataru wa ghattu, to hide something. So therefore, in the dictionary sense, the farmer is called a kafir because he hides the seed in the ground and then a plant pops out of the ground, sprouts out from the ground. Similarly, the night is also called the kafir because it hides whatever is seen in the day. But in the Islamic sense, the disbeliever is called a kafir because he is hiding the bounties of Allah by being ungrateful to Allah. And every human has that intrinsic nature to acknowledge Allah, and he chooses to hide that, and therefore he's a kafir. Or he hides the truth. The ulama have said that there are four types of kufr. The first type of kufr is where a person, kufrul inkar, a person doesn't know Allah at all. Then the second type of kufr is kufrul juhud, the kufr of rejection, where the person does not acknowledge Allah and does not say that he believes. He doesn't bring iman in his heart, even though he knows there is Allah. And that was Iblis, Shaitan, and the Yahud. They knew Allah, but they refused to submit. Then the third type of kufr is kufrul inad, the kufr of stubbornness, where a person knows Allah and he acknowledges Allah, but he just doesn't bring himself to the point of believing in Allah. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِّيَّةِ دِينًا وَلَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ أَوْ حِضَارُ مَسَبَّةٍ لَوَجَدْتَنِي سَمْحًا بِذَلِكَ مُبِينًا. These are the words of Abu Talib, the uncle of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who says, "I know certainly that the deen of Muhammad is the best deen. But if it wasn't for the fear that people would say that this man abandoned his deen and this man is such a wretched person, the last moments he gave up for fear of the akhirat, then I would have accepted." So he acknowledged Allah, he acknowledged Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he couldn't just bring himself to belief. And that is the third type of kufr. And the fourth type of kufr is a person says, "I believe." He said he be, and he portrays himself to be a believer, but in his heart he hasn't believed, and that is the kufr of nifaq. So all these categories of kufr are all disbelievers, and they will all be equally in the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that inna alladhina kafaru, those who be disbelieve. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's desire and his yearning was for the entire mankind to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted every person to enter into Jannah. But it wasn't to be, because Allah had ordained some will be Jannatis, some will believe and some won't believe. And therefore Allah tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Sawa'un alayhim," it is equal upon them, "anzartahum," whether you warn them, "am lan tunzirhum," or you don't warn them, "la yu'minun," they will not believe. So it is equal on them, but it's not equal on you, meaning you have to continue with giving the message. Whether the message is accepted or not, your duty is to continue giving the message. This is a consolation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, "A'andartahum," whether you warn them or you don't warn them. Now this word "A'andartahum" comes from nadir. Nadir is the opposite of bashir. Bashir is the person who gives glad tidings. Nadir is the one who warns with compassion. It's not what you say that matters. It is how you say it in life. People will, years later, they'll say, "I can't remember what he said, but he made me feel like an idiot." But what did he say? I can't remember exactly, but it's the feeling that your words convey to the person. And many times in life, it's not exactly the words. When you analyze the words doesn't seem anything derogatory or sarcastic or demeaning, but it's how the person felt after that. So similarly, when you admonishing a person, when you're advising a person, the person needs to feel that this is my well-wisher. This person has my goodness at heart. I can feel the shafaqa, the muhabba. I can feel the compassion. And you can see that this is for my own interest. That was the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he warned. But everyone that he warned always felt that it was he is my well-wisher and he has my goodness at heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whether you warn them or you don't warn them, they will not believe, because that has been ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet for us, we don't look at whether the person will accept the message or not. Our duty is to continue conveying the message. May Allah give us the ability.